Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Hey Tim, how you doing?
I am doing well. How are you, David?
I'm doing fantastic, my friend. Today we get to talk about six reasons why you and I love the Divi theme, episode 76.
Yeah, and if our listeners have been listening to, I guess, really any episode, we talk about Divi a lot, then you know that Dave and I are big fans of Divi, and we have our businesses built around it. It's what we use exclusively. We sell products for Divi. And so we mentioned it a lot, so we thought it would be great to have a topic dedicated to why we love Divi, so you can kind of see the reasons.
All right, Tim. Well, let's dive straight in. And one of the main reasons why Tim and I love Divi is, much like WordPress, it's a very flexible theme. I call it a theme framework. Tim and I call it a theme framework. I think it started out as a theme, and then it evolved into what is now a theme framework, because there's so many people using it as a base. And, you know, WordPress as a whole is very flexible and it's scalable, and Divi is no exception to that. That is one of the main things that I love about Divi, is its flexibility and its scalability. So, for example, it has a library built into it. It allows you to save layouts, you know, as opposed to going out and purchasing a theme for a specific niche. So when I first started with WordPress, I'd go out, I was using the Genesis platform and did a few things on Thesis as well. And I would go out and I would look for, you know, I've got a restaurant client, you know, let me find a restaurant theme so that it would give me a good base to start with, and then I would modify it. Well, I was choosing different themes every time I had a different and new client, which, you know, when you're using different themes every time, you're having to re-educate yourself, reinvent the wheel. Different developers do things differently. Whereas with Divi, I could prototype really quickly and use the same, because it was a page builder, blank slate with the ability to build anything on the planet. You know, I didn't have to reinvent the wheel every time. I could master that product and stuff. So, you know, its scalability, its flexibility is fantastic. So I could go on forever, Tim, but I'm going to let you talk about the next thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Great points. The next reason is Divi is easy enough for a beginner, yet powerful enough for professionals. And you definitely do have both sides using Divi. You have hundreds of and thousands of do-it-yourselfers that need to just create a website for their own business. They're a small mom-and-pop business, and they just need to create their own website. And then you have professionals like David and I that create websites for clients. And we David and I know lots of professionals that use Divi exclusively. And so it's easy enough for beginners in that there's built-in controls and you don't have to touch code, and you can, just using the built-in controls, create a very custom looking website. But yet it's powerful enough for professionals to use, and the way that David described with you know, the library and being able to reuse templates and so forth to, you know, rapidly prototype and be able to recycle different layouts to use on new sites. And then in terms of being able what you can do to extend it to make it more powerful and adding custom code and lots of custom CSS. So it really is powerful enough for professionals while also being easy enough for beginners to use as well.
Yeah, great points. I couldn't agree more. Another aspect, our third point of why we love Divi so much, is how Tim and I met. The community behind it is just second to none. You know, I belong to a lot of different, you know, organizations and groups and a lot of different WordPress groups as well that are not Divi focused. But for some reason, the Divi groups just are, they're just different. I mean, they're very helpful and you know, they don't slam newcomers and newbies, and, you know, they're so willing to help out. It's just, you know, the community behind it's fantastic. And Tim and I met in person, in real life. And we've met several of these people in real life. In fact, this week we're going to be at WordCamp US. Come give us a shout out if you see us. You know, the community is just second to none, in my opinion. So we love it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, there's people, David including, as well as others that I consider to be close personal friends that I met through the Divi community that are like-minded and are, you know, creating websites and are passionate about their business. And yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah, and that doesn't mean that other WordPress groups don't have that as well. I just don't see it to the level that I have seen it in the Divi community. So
yeah, I totally agree. And the next reason why we love the Divi theme is the company behind the product. Elegant Themes is the creators of Divi, and Nick Roach and his team are absolutely incredible. They're people that you respect because they respect their customers, they respect their partners. David and I have built our businesses around Divi, and I'm proud of that fact because of Elegant Themes. You know, they've done a great job not only building a fantastic product, but building a fantastic community and supporting their developers like David and I that create products for their product, Divi. And so, it's definitely a great thing when you have that level of respect for the company behind the product, and it gets you excited to, you know, see them grow, knowing that your customer base grows as well. And it's a really cool thing. And Elegant Themes is definitely not the only amazing WordPress company out there, but there's other companies, competitors, that I don't see those same characteristics that Elegant Themes has. They don't have that same desire to, you know, really please their customers and you know, create amazing things, as well as support their developers that are creating products for their product. I've seen actually some examples. I'm not going to name any products, but some other WordPress frameworks out there that don't have that same mindset, and you know, they kind of step on their developers' feet in terms of, you know, adding things into the product that make the products obsolete and so forth. So Elegant Themes, great company behind the product, absolutely.
Yeah, and they, you know, I'll add on to that a little bit. I have seen where they take their trademarks and their, you know, as opposed to seeing how the community can help benefit them, they shut them down, for lack of a better term. You know, they, you know, you can't use our name or anything to do with, you know,
right,
you know, with our product and stuff. So and they have that right, you know, that's their right. Just Elegant Themes embraces the community. Point number three, why we love it so much: they've embraced the community. And you know, I'll say a little bit more about ET and Nick Roach and that team. What really impresses me is their commitment to WordPress core values of open source. It's just really, 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 you know, admirable in my opinion. It's one of the things that I really respect and like about them a lot. So,
absolutely.
Number five on our list: page builders, front end builders. They're the future of the web, my opinion. You know, WordPress eventually will probably have a page builder built into it, into core. I don't know. I mean, they've talked about it a lot. You know, we've got Gutenberg, you know, coming out and stuff, and
yeah.
So I think, you know, Elegant Themes and Divi is, they're very forward thinking. They think about the future. They think about trends that are going to be there 5 years from now. You know, they're innovating. They're continuing to evolve their product and stuff to, you know, incorporate where they think WordPress as a whole is going to go. And in a lot of ways, they're blazing the trail for WordPress. You know, they're putting it out there and stuff. So, you know, they're not the only page builder. They're not the only one with the front end builder and stuff. There are other companies that are doing it as well. They just seem to be doing it a little bit better, you know, quality and stuff. So Visual Composer has been around for a long time, definitely has the largest market share on page builders. However, you know, go talk to anybody that uses Visual Builder, they're complaining.
Oh yeah. So absolutely, you know. Visual Composer has a huge user base, but Divi is the most popular theme in the world, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And one thing I want to add to that, David, regarding page builders and the future of the web is if you like look at kind of the evolution of the internet and stuff, like for so many years, design and development were so separated. A design of a site was done in a design tool such as Photoshop. Development was done by a developer, you know, hand coding, et cetera. And now with the future of the web and Divi and the visual builder and so forth, it's like the holy grail where you can design and develop all in one. You know, and WordPress in general kind of got us part of the way there, and there's been these evolutions that have taken us steps and steps closer. But I mean, the visual builder, that's it. You know, you're designing while it's developing at the same time. And it's a huge thing. And no, it's definitely not perfect, and it's continuing to get better and better. But yeah, I couldn't agree more. It's the future of the web, and you're just going to continue to see advancements like that moving forward.
Awesome.
And the next one on the list, or I should say the last one on the list of why we love the Divi theme, is the huge third-party ecosystem of child themes, plugins, as well as tutorials. This kind of goes alongside the community aspect. With that amazing community is the ecosystem of products. And so David mentioned the Divi is not really a theme anymore. It's a framework. And I think one of the things that makes it a framework is having products that extend it and are built for it. You know, from child themes, you know, to having ready-made designs to plugins that extend the functionality. I don't think there's a WordPress theme out there that has the ecosystem that Divi does. You know, there are hundreds and hundreds of child themes. I would say, I don't know, dozens and dozens of plugins, right, David?
Yeah, there's probably, I would venture to say there's hundreds of plugins, actually. I think Genesis may be pretty close, you know, in regards to the third-party ecosystem. They have a lot of plugins and themes that are, you know, third-party marketplace
That's
and
true.
Stuff out there.
Yeah,
probably
definitely.
The closest. You know, those two are probably the top. I know Beaver Builder has it as well. Elementor, up and coming. I mean, their third-party marketplace is growing pretty quickly and stuff. But Divi's definitely is well represented in the third-party ecosystem.
Yeah, absolutely. And kind of going along with the fourth point, on the list, the company behind the product and how they support their third-party developers. You know, they do blog posts where they promote Divi-specific plugins and you know, the top child themes for restaurants and so forth. Yeah. So they really support that third-party ecosystem a lot, which is really cool to be a part of, because David and I both have product companies where we create third-party products for the Divi theme.
Yeah, you know, Nick Roach is a marketing genius, in my opinion, because, you know, they've leveraged what is arguably one of the top five, if not top three, WordPress blogs in the world, elegantthemes.com's blog. I think they have like 1.2 million readers a month, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, listen to me, people. Let me help you out here, okay? You've got a company that has 1.2 million people coming to their website every month. They're willing to put your product that promotes their business on their website. How many companies do that?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the support that they give the third-party ecosystem and just the mindset behind it is, in my opinion, second to none. Nick, thank you. We love you.
Yeah.
We're going to see you this week. We're looking forward to it. And it's really, really good. So I just don't think you can get behind a better product, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, from a whole, the entire perspective, the company behind it, the product itself, you know, the community that's evolved around it is just, in my opinion, it's the whole package. So
Yeah, absolutely.
As Tim said, the holy grail.
The holy grail.
The holy grail of WordPress.
Definitely.
Well, Tim, this might be our longest episode ever, my friend. I mean, we're approaching
there,
15 minutes, and I guess you can tell why we do love the Divi theme, because we can talk about it a lot.
Yeah, and this is a very shortened list. We tried to take the high level from a macro view. You know, there's all the, you know, little tiny features that we love, but yeah, this is the smallest list we could come up with. So,
well, I think that's about it for me, Tim. How about you?
Yeah, that's everything. I mean, again, we could talk about it for days, but we'll stop here.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for listening to another episode of WP the Podcast. Don't forget to head on over to our website and check out today's show notes, episode 76, Six Reasons Why Tim and I Love the Divi Theme. And remember to subscribe, like, and review our podcast. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.